The pasuk in our parasha says, "Ish al diglay ba'oisayis l'beis avoysam yachnu b'nei Yisrael b'negit sovav l'oil moed yachnu." Tarek Dasha teaches us that all of Klal Yisrael were encamped around the oil moed, each shevet in its specific position, each shevet with its flag. The Sefer V'yagid Yaakov explains this pasuk based on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "Melo seidi l'chayofa b'noshim tzilach b'ikvei atzoyim." And Rashi explains, "Su b'darkei ha'avos," that for us to know how to live our lives, "Tzu b'darkei ha'avos," follow the derech ha'avos. And when somebody follows the Darkei Avos, then he is assured of success in his Avodas Hashem. For doing anything else, as we learn in the Gemara Masecht Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Vav, Kala Mishana, if somebody deviates, Yoda Al Techtoina. Tzilach B'ikve Atzoyim, if we will follow Darkei Avos, then Tzilach B'ikve Atzoyim, we will be able to leave this horrible Golos, the Tzoyim, the sheep, Klal Yisrael, who are compared to a sheep, would see, will be able to leave the goats. And that's what the pasuk in our parasha says. Ish al digloi ba'oisayis l'beis avoysam. If Klal Yisrael will live and dwell, l'beis avoysam, the way that they learned from beis avoysam, menegit soviv loyal yachnu, they will have the zchus, they will have the privilege of being all united, of all of Klal Yisrael being united, and we all will be facing Minegel Oil Moyed. We will all be facing the Oil Moyed. We will be facing the Mishkan. We will be if we live in that derech, we will be zoich to face the Beis Hamikdash. As we approach Kabbalas HaTorah, the Medrash says that Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah, that Beis on the Beis, says that the Umas Ha'olam say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Kafis Aleinu HaKigigis, did you force us to accept the Torah like you forced Klal Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them, Hivili Seifi Yuchsim K'shem Shibonai Mevi'in. Bring me the Yichas, show me who your Yichas is, just like my children. Shleizochu litlas haTorah, Klal Yisrael received the Torah el b'shvil ha'yuchsin shalhem because of their yichus. And of course, the question is, what does yichus have to do with our receiving of the Torah? The Baal Turim at the beginning of this week's parasha, Vidaba Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai, says that the pasuk at the end of parashas B'chukosei, at the end of Sefer VeYikra, says, Eila mitzvos shetziva Hashem es Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. And of course, what does the Baal Turim try to teach us? The Chatkva Rebbe, in his Sefer, Ginzei Yisrael, explains that the Rambam, in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Beis Halacha Chof, famous Rambam, says that every carbon should be brought, l'ritzoinchem, that we should be want to bring the carbon. But yes, we find, sometimes we force a person to do something until he says, I'm ready to do it. How do we reconcile that? So explains the Rambam, that really every Jew who is a descendant of the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, in his heart, in his soul, in his neshama, he is excellent and only wants to do what's right. Sometimes there are things that interfere, the Yetzirah, the environment, the society that interfere. Kaifan I say, but we force the good to come out. And when we force the good to come out, then the person on his own says, right, Sani, I want to do what's right. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and tells them, I want you to receive the Torah. And he, Kaf Aleim, Hakigigas, he had to force us to receive the Torah. But what kind of Kabbalah Satorah is that? A Kabbalah Satorah that was done under duress. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Heviu Sefer Yuchsin. Let's see where Klal Yisrael comes from. And when we try to discover where Klal Yisrael comes from, we will discover they come from Avos HaKadoshim, and therefore in their hearts and in their neshamas, they're good. And they're the people who will always come back to the Torah. The Umas HaOlam don't have that. The pasuk begins as Klal Yisrael is standing, V'dabar Hashem Moshe v'midbar Sinai le'emet su'es rosh. We want to lift up Klal Yisrael. And does Klal Yisrael always deserve it? To which the Baal Turim answers, Eilah ha-mitzvahs, Ashetziva Hashem b'har Sinai, that what, how are Klal Yisrael able to come to Har Sinai? Because of the Avos. If we follow the Darkei Avos, then we're zoicha to Nesias Rosh. We're zoicha to be great. We're zoicha to receive the Torah. All we need to do is remember where we come from and follow the Derech HaAvos. But it's interesting. The Pasuk, later in the parasha, says, Ve'elu Toldos Aharon Moshe, B'yoyim Diba Hashem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai, Ve'elu Shmois B'nei Aharon. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yotes Amid Beis. The Pasuk says, Ve'elu Toldos Aharon Moshe. But the only people that are listed in the Pasuk, asked the Gemara, are B'nei Aharon. So why are they called Toldos Moshe? Answers the Gemara, Lefisha Limdam Taira. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Taira. And she called Melamedes Ben Chaveri Taira. And whoever teaches somebody else's child Taira, Ma'ala Lava Kasu Kiliyodo, it's considered as if it's his son. But then, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin later, that Tzadik Tes Amabei says, Amr Shlokish, Kal Ha Melamedes Ben Chaveri Taira. Again, somebody who teaches someone else Torah, Mala Kosov Kilo Aso, it's considered as if he made him. Shenemar, Shenefesh Ashaosu B'choron. And Rashi said, Metagamina de Shabidu La Raisa B'choron B'korle Osiyam. So we have two different descriptions of how to view someone who teaches someone else Torah. One hand, the Gemara Daf Yotes says Kilo Yoldoi, as if he was his child. On the other hand, the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Tes says Kilo also he made him. What does that mean? So the Sefer Oitzer HaTorah explains there are two influences on every person. There's the influence of a parent, and there's the influence of a mechanech, of a rebbe, of a teacher. Parents and teachers approach their students and their children differently. A parent approaches with rachmanis, with softness, as we say in our tefillah, kerachim av abonim. And a teacher sometimes has to be stronger, and there isn't that same level of midas harachmim. And what the Gemara is teaching us is for a parent or a teacher to be successful, you have to have both elements. You have to have the element of a mechanech, you have to have the element of sometimes needing to be strong, and you have to have the element of a parent, of being soft and kind. As the Pasuk says, in Parshas Hazinu, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halayu hu avicha kaimecha, hu ascha avicha inenecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called avicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called our father, but at the same time, it says hu ascha. Ascha means he makes us as a Rebbe forms his Talmidim. And what the Gemara is teaching us, and what the Gemara is teaching parents, is that as parents who want to successfully be able to influence their children, as we're learning, that successful influence that a parent has on a child, that Darkei Avos, which is necessary for the success of Klal Yisrael, requires both elements, the avicha and the asecha, the aletcha and the avicha hasecha, both of them together. And when we have parents who give of their lives to teach us, to raise us, and both in ruchnius and gashmius, and with all of the characteristics that are required for us to grow in Torah, that is the way that we will be able to have role models, that where we could say that we follow the Darkei Avos. And when we're zeichet to follow the Darkei Avos, yachnu oil moyed, that we will be zeichet to be united around the Torah, united around the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu.